Good morning, and thank you for joining us for this important call this morning. I'm Chuck Connor, President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Co-ops, and I do co-chair the Coalition for Safe, Affordable Food. Joining me on this call to talk with you this morning are Pam Bailey, President and CEO of the Grocery Manufacturers Association, and also my Coalition co-chair. Leslie Sarenson is with us, President and CEO of the Food Marketing Institute, and Steve Sinsky, CEO of the American Soybean Association. We'll be hearing from these people this morning that represent really a huge breadth of the American agriculture food chain. Each of us will make brief comments, and then we'll be happy to take all of your questions. As we talk this morning, I hope that you find that this panel, in its own small way, reflects the amazing diversity of the coalition as a whole. I have been around agriculture and food policy in Washington for a very, very long time now, and I believe the Coalition for Safe, Affordable Food is remarkable in that it unites the food and ag sector from farmer in the field to the consumer in the grocery store aisle. It represents a vital and vibrant segment of the American economy. The food and agricultural industries are responsible for creating and sustaining the largest and most affordable food supply in the world. We contribute over $800 billion to the American economy annually. Food manufacturing alone accounts for 14% of all U.S. manufacturing jobs, and the agriculture industry accounts for nearly 1 in 10 jobs in all of the U.S. This translates to millions of American jobs from the largest urban centers to small rural communities. The hard work of these everyday Americans means that their fellow citizens spend less on food as a portion of their income than any other country in the world. Our coalition is backed by over 800 organizations from all 50 states, and we have never been this united on any issue. We are all united in opposition to Vermont's mandatory on-package GMO labeling law and the need for a federal solution to prevent a patchwork of costly and confusing state laws. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts has said that this is the largest coalition of agriculture and food groups he's ever seen united behind a single issue. And as you know, Mr. Roberts has served as chairman of both the House and the Senate Agriculture Committees for many years and has been around for a long time. That should not come as a surprise, since this is the most important issue currently facing America's food-producing community and one that could do significant harm to our nation's entire food value chain. I will just say that this morning we're not here to get between the negotiations or to comment on specific issues under discussion. We are here simply to urge these members to finish their work. After today, Congress only has 6 working days to pass legislation to stop Vermont's mandatory GMO labeling law and the patchwork of different state laws before the House leaves for its recess. We need them to act quickly.